I mean, I heard people wanted me to get slimmer, so I slimmed down. I mean, I did the preparation for the 40 and 5-10-5 and, you know, L-Con, but I had to do extra stuff on my own. About 60 minutes a day, elliptical, and eat right. A lot of salads involved. Yeah. I didn't put it on. It was already there for a while. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy my weight. Sort of say, but people wanted me down, so I lost weight.
Do you remember when you came out of Jacksonville? Do you remember the recruiting process and why you entered Notre Dame?
I mean, it's a special place, probably one of the best universities in the world. It was different than what I was used to. Culture shock at first. I wasn't used to the cold. I didn't like it at first, but. I stuck with it, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made, so, hey. How's the knee? It's fantastic. How's your knee?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah, see? Anybody else? About 23 pounds. January when I first got the API in Arizona.
Florida cornerback Marcus Robertson.
I think they had me at 6'2". I think I'm 6'3", though, and I was 331. I mean, it depends on who you ask. If somebody wants me to stay there, I'll stay. If they want me to get sexier, I got it. I mean, they just told me they think I'll probably be best small, 330. So I guess I'm staying here. I mean, I can't diagnose myself and say that I'm not a doctor, but I feel like...
You can't keep a helping knee with all that weight.
I don't know. I see a lot of big people walk around with nice knees. I mean, I hope it helps my knee, and I plan on staying low, so hopefully my knee stays good like it is now. I'll be good.
Where do you expect to be drafted?
Wherever a team decides to pick me. Honestly, in the perfect world, I wish I was the number one pick, but I don't see that happening because I'm not a quarterback or Jadeveon Clowney. But, you know, I just want to get drafted, to be honest.
Do you have any favorite teams?
Growing up, I was a Jaguars fan, but now, like, I'm trying to get a job, so I don't have favorites right now.
Who have been some of the teams that have reached out to you, showing you the most interest
so far? I mean, everybody's been consistent, about the same. Nothing more than the other. I just talk to teams and go talk to the next one, and that's about it.
How many formal interviews have you had here?
I had about 7, you know, different teams. I mean, I was kind of, you know, starstruck by Pete Carroll. Yeah. Seen Tomlin and Harbaugh. He was kind of nice, sort of. The Ravens, that one, yeah. I hope so. I got to check. Did I interview them? I'm not even sure. I got to look back at my.
Let's see.
Yes, I will. Yeah. What do you think? Thank you. I mean, I think I can wiggle a little bit. I have dance moves, so that should prove a lot. No, I don't care, to be honest.
What do you hope to show teams tomorrow?
That my knee is well, that I can run on it, that I got a little wiggle, like he said, and just show that I'm back to myself again. Less weight, though. Yeah, man, my stomach doesn't stick out as much, and that's kind of nice. And I enjoy that part. And thighs got a little smaller. I just feel sexier, man.
What's your favorite food that you had to kind of cut out? Two more, please.
I mean, I would say Five Guys. I enjoy my share of Five Guys and Cajun fries, but I'm starting to like salads now. It's time to taste good. Sir? Favorite dressing, no dressing. I eat it like chips. Just pick it up and, yeah.
Do you take pride in what you do on Twitter?
I don't know how coaches will take it, and if they don't like it, I'll get off of it, but I take pride in it. I mean, people love me. I love people, and I just like to entertain a little.
All right, that's it, guys.